Nathan Gerwick is with us. We're talking about a number of different things, astrological and otherwise. Here's another note I just got in. Dozens of Italian teachers have been injured by the coronavirus kill shot. They're really sick. Don't look upon this as an illness. These are injuries manifesting in all manner of different kinds of problems, headaches, dizziness, you name it, all kinds of things. These are injuries. These people have been hurt by this horrible thing. As I mentioned, Arizona governor has lifted all restraints on restaurants, gyms, theaters, and water parks. They can open full board, just like in Texas now. That little creep Fauci, here he is again. He said today also that members of the military who refuse the vaccine kill shot are, quote, part of the problem. No, Dr. Faustus, you are part of the problem, a big part of pushing this fraud and hoax on all these young men and women. And by the way, they do not, if you're in the military and listening, you do not have to take this shot. They cannot force you because it is experimental. For the next 2 years, phase three trials continue. Everyone taking this shot is, in fact, a human guinea pig. So, no, you in the military do not have to take this horrible concoction. Now, here's a funny one. We always think of Israel as placing the lives of Israelis above everything. Well, the kill shots being given in Israel to the elderly are causing 40 times more sickness and death than the actual COVID-19 virus. So in Israel, you get the virus, you're 40 times more likely to die after getting the vaccine than getting the virus. The World Health Organization issued an announcement today that they are very concerned about the crisis of confidence in COVID vaccination worldwide. Gee whiz. People aren't quite as dumb and controlled as you thought. This is a sad one, though. I don't like this. I don't like animal abuse at all or the people involved with it. All the apes at the San Diego Zoo have been given the experimental COVID genetic therapy shots, otherwise known as vaccinations. So they've vaccinated all the apes at the San Diego Zoo. We'll watch that one for you as well. Okay, Madeline, a couple comments. I'm going to play this short video. Go ahead. Are you still there, Madeline? Hello, Madeline. Oh, she got knocked off her phone call, Todd. And she's given me a phone number to call her. You probably have it, but I'll send it to you right now. I'll just go ahead and play this video. Okay, it's on the way to you right now, and you should have it. Okay, here's a video. This is Dr. Dolores Cahill. There she is. You there, Madeline?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the call just dropped.
Well, so, they play games all the time now.
I know.
This happens.
I know.
Happens often. All right, I'm going to play this this video. You go ahead if you want to make a comment or two, and then we'll jump into the video.
Oh, well, I was just going to finish up on the new moon, saying that there is a nice cycle, Mars trine Saturn, that is really great about implementing and getting back to work. And so I think we're going to still see more states take off the lockdowns and get back to work for the rest of this month.
Well, I think you're right. It's quite clear that people are just fed up, and the red states are going to take the lead. And
yep.
Meanwhile, in poor California, it's getting worse. They're actually telling people to wear two masks now. So,
which is crazy.
Of course it is. The agenda
totally
is in full force in California. They're not going to back down. That's what communism, socialism does. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's true.
Here we go with Dr. Dolores Cahill. This will be very interesting.
A vaccination, it's a genetic experiment. What do you think?
Yeah, so it doesn't really meet the criteria, but I suppose there are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know, so I know they're planned a lot of them for two vaccinations, but the real adverse events will happen. Whatever the mRNA is in the vaccine, that when the person comes across that, it could be in February, March 2021 or in a year later, that would be when in the animal studies, maybe 20%, 50% or all of the animals died. So I'm also saying that people over 80 who get these, between the combination of the first adverse events, which is about 2.5% in some vaccines, one in 40 people, have adverse events where they are not able to function or work or live life normally. For the second vaccination, it could be one in 10. But for the over 80-year-olds or 75-year-olds, I would think that about 80% of them will have life-limiting adverse events or die when they come across the mRNA again. And for others, it's hard to know. It could be half of the people will be severely. And what it does is, this gene therapy or medical device is actually setting up an autoimmune disease chronically. That's what it's setting up. So it's a bit like injecting peanuts, or, you know, but they don't know what it is. And then you come across something and then you go into your adverse events. And the adverse events is you start this, it's anaphylaxis first, the first wave, anaphylaxis, allergic reaction, the second wave. But the third reaction, when you come across whatever the mRNA is against, you have stimulated your immune system to have a low-grade autoimmune disease, not immunity, but to yourself, because the mRNA is expressing a viral protein. You make yourself a genetically modified organism. So the immune system is meant to push the viruses out or the bacteria, but you actually see it in your body, in your cells. The autoimmune disease is attacking yourself, low-grade. When you come across the virus with, say, February, March, that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus, but then it suddenly sees that you have viral proteins in your cells and in your organs. Your immune system attacks your own organs. You then, after about a week of that, go into organ failure because your immune system is killing your own organs, and those patients will present as sepsis initially for another week or two, and then will die from organ failure. And why the elderly die is that if you have one or two comorbidities, the energy that the immune system requires to boost your immune system will make them very tired and exhausted, and then they just don't have the capacity, if they have underlying conditions, for the immune system. Well, you know, normally, because this mRNA is in every cell of their body, it's almost unstoppable, because each time they destroy, we'll say, the heart or the spleen or the lungs or the liver, the mRNA is expressing the protein in every cell. So just as a solution, what we urgently need is a repository of, like, every 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 files that are injected, especially into the elderly in the care homes. They need to be stored in a biorepository of the vaccine vials randomly, so that when the people start to die, we can actually see what is in this vaccine, or we should be doing it now. So that I am concerned that maybe there are multiple mRNAs in this vaccine and not just something for corona. You know, we should be sequencing the mRNA, because if it was influenza as well or other viruses, we would be priming these people to the natural viruses that are circulating. So there needs to urgently be quality control random for doctors to be required to give 1 in 100 to a repository, and someone like me could forensically, you know, analyze what's in these vaccine vials, so that when the elderly start dying, we will know, you know, we should be knowing now what's in them. So it's absolutely a dangerous gene therapy, should not be given to the elderly.
Okay. I don't know what that music was doing there, but it was in there. could you understand her all right?
Yes, I could, and I actually had heard that video before.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm very aware of what's going on with those vaccines and how dangerous they are. So hopefully people are waking up, perhaps at the last minute, but hopefully they are waking up more and more and more.
Well, they are. Fauci's big thing. He's been put in charge of this whole fear porn campaign. That's his number one job.
Yeah.
And
yep.
He wants desperately to have papers and apps and vaccine passports for travel. He's mm-hmm. The whole idea is to lock down the world. That's what they're trying
yep.
to do. Force the world into lockdown or take the death shot. And it's not going to work. People are
I don't think it's gonna work.
The sad part of it is when people begin to die, and they will, after getting this mRNA death shot, it's going to be awful to watch them go. And there are going to be a lot of people who didn't get the shot who are going to be fine. And I hope they figure it out, and I hope there's some accountability somehow, somewhere. It's really outrageous.
Well, you have a much bigger number of the liberals that are taking the vaccine, so perhaps that situation will clear up.
Maybe so.
We'll see what happens. I should probably talk next about the spring equinox, which is always an important date astrologically. It's the date that the sun moves into Aries. It's what we call the first day of spring. And whenever you have an equinox or a solstice event, that whatever those cycles are for that moment in time are actually going to play out during the entire 90 days until the next one. And there are some astrologers who believe that this particular one, the spring equinox, is actually the one for the whole year. So there's a debate that goes on between astrologers as to whether it's the winter solstice or the spring equinox. And so I give them both a bit of time there. And what's striking, and this occurs, by the way, on March 20th in the Eastern time zone at 5:39 a.m. and in Pacific time at 2:39 a.m. And what's striking about this chart is that there's so much growth potential at this time. So Jupiter is right there on the ascendant at the sort of the beginning of the chart, and the moon is trine that Jupiter in the ascendant. It's quite amazing. So although we still have changes that are needed, and this is shown by that Saturn square Uranus cycle that we're in for the whole year, we have plenty of economic growth to help make those changes. And, you know, I can't really tell you why we haven't had the downturn that you might expect. A lot of people have been waiting for the stock market to crash. Maybe it will if, either the military or the Patriots take back the country and the cabal crashes. I think that's possible. But I don't see it in terms of cycles for the country. Either I see stability for the economy, or I see that there are high growth cycles for money being released. Now, $1.9 trillion would be a lot to release into the economy, so it's going to go somewhere. So even if it goes for terrible projects, it eventually gets its way through the economy. So there is that going on. And the other thing that's happening, and it's fairly unusual, on that not that day is not exact, but the sun and Chiron are headed to a conjunction, and they're both squaring Hades. So that suggests that there is either another health issue, or there's a big fight about the vaccines, or a big fight about lockdowns, you know. And I personally, I just don't have not seen any evidence of a real virus. So I don't think it is a virus. I think it's more related to the vaccines or, you know, fights about the lockdowns instead of an actual virus.
Go ahead. I'm going to ask you about another very important subject.
Oh, okay.
When you're done.
Okay. So the other thing that's going on is we have a lot of misleading information. Surprise, surprise,
fake
surprise.
News.
Yeah, fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, so I think what you have going on is you have a lot of, probably have the media making a big deal out of misinformation, you know, misleading the public about, perhaps about the growth of the economy, but it's also not impossible that this could be that the media is under attack for lying. So we'll find out. I'm not sure which way that's going to play out. It could, both of them could happen, I suppose. And we have to keep in mind that in, with the USA chart, the USA Mercury is being opposed by Pluto this year. So there's a lot of push to transform the media. It's particularly in light of all the censorship.
Transform the media how? When it's owned by six
corporations.
Well,
you'd have to rein it in, right? You'd have to arrest them or, you know.
Well, how about if we just simply...
remove their licenses or, you know.
Well, all we have to do is enforce... All we have to do is enforce the antitrust laws that are on the books.
That's true.
That Clinton walked around.
Yeah.
It would be no problem to do. Corporation one through six... You must divest 75% of your independent media outlets and let them have new ownership. Simple.
Yep. Yes, that's true. That's exactly right. That would be an easy way to do it. Now, although there are some issues around COVID or vaccines, whichever way that goes, there are actually new ideas and new technologies available. That could either eliminate COVID or the need for vaccines. And actually, I know a doctor who is working on that with natural holistic methods, if you're interested in interviewing somebody about that. And there's also new technologies available that can assist the development of high growth. So these cycles are positive opportunities. You don't have to have, you know, a PhD to take part in them, you know. And the other thing that's going on, again, is that we have Mars trine Saturn, which is this great cycle, which is really good for, you know, implementing plans, getting your projects going, you know, taking off. It's a great cycle, and it's very organized energy. So and it actually peaks on March 21st, so it's very close to peak at the time of this equinox. So it really is a very strong cycle. So I would, you know, expect something good to be happening out of this, you know, high growth situation. It looks very positive. I mean, so, you know, whatever the military is doing, I think we're getting ready to take off as a country. So, yeah, okay, so what's the question?
Secession. Secession, certainly the emotional and political impact is already being seen. The desire is there, but the roadblocks are, allegedly, the state legislatures have to approve, and then the federal government has to approve, both houses of Congress, to allow
a
state
to secede.
Are you saying
that Congress has to approve a state seceding from the Union?
Correct. Or picking up land. Or picking up land like the Greater Idaho plan, which is to pick up the five counties on the California border in Oregon that extend all the way to the coast. So Idaho would end up with its own harbor on the coast.
Wow.
And all
I thought they were only going to get the eastern portion of Oregon.
No, it's the plan is to pick up eastern Oregon, southeastern Oregon, and southern Oregon as it skirts directly next to the California border.
Oh.
Jackson County, Josephine County, I forget the other two. But that's what the people want.
Right.
But they can't just vote it in because both Oregon and Idaho would have to approve it at the
right.
state level. And
right.
then it goes to the feds as well.
Right.
So I see. Now, why would any state like Oregon want to give up this much revenue? State tax?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
Okay. So secession is going to have to be done by another means that is not clearly visible.
Well, remember I was telling you about the Mars Square Uranus at July 4th, that we're going to have a year of what could be fighting.
You know,
you might have people with their guns out there, and the Patriots could easily decide
right.
they're going to protect their families, and they're not paying any taxes to those people.
No,
you see?
I would expect that they would, and I would expect a lot of National Guard would defect. This could be really
wild. It could be messy.
Hold on, it could be quite messy.
Yep.
We'll be right back in just a minute with Madeline. Okay, and the latest insanity came out a couple of days ago. Johnson & Johnson is going to test its so-called vaccine on newborn infants, hours old.
Insane.
Yep. They don't even have an
immune system. They can't possibly make that work. That's insane.
Of course not. No, of course. It's genocide.
It's genocide being killed. Yep.
On Friday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization, EUA, for Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine, paving the way for the one-shot vaccine to be administered beginning this week. The CDC and others also recommended the vaccine for people 18 and older. On Sunday, Johnson & Johnson revealed plans to test its one-shot vaccine on infants, including newborns, pregnant women, and the immunocompromised. The expanded clinical trials were laid out in the company's application for its emergency use approval. These people should be imprisoned for the rest of their lives. You don't do that to children, babies, pregnant women. 35 pregnant women already had their children die, stillborn, or spontaneously aborted. This is obvious what's going on. It's so damned disgusting that the mainstream media will not report it. It's outrageous. But that's what's happening. These people don't know.
That is true.
They don't know.
Yeah, and it's pretty tragic. I did see that the Catholic Church recommended against taking that. So perhaps
I can tell you why, but maybe I shouldn't. They want to give the entire Vatican staff the vaccine.
Oh my God!
What does that tell you about the future of the entire Vatican?
Well, I guess it depends on your perspective as to whether or not you think they're good or bad, as to what you think is going to happen there.
Well, this is the last pope, remember.
Exactly. Yeah, very interesting, very interesting. Well, we'll see what comes out of this, but it's definitely bizarre, that's for sure. But, you know, it may be different in Italy, but in the U.S., you see, they can't be forced to take any of these vaccines because they're not...
But what mother...
licensed.
What mother, what alleged mother would ever see, but they don't know. I can't, they don't know. As newborns
right.
get hepatitis B vaccine right away. Boom, they give it to them. They got no
That's
immune system.
That's crazy.
It's criminal. Now
that
they
is
want to give
criminal.
Them this is, it's genocide. That's what it is.
Yep. Well, on a happier note, perhaps, I want to talk about love and money. which is...
You mean lust and money?
No, love.
Hormones.
Could be lust. But
oh, what attracts people. Come on, it's all hormones.
But,
that's the beginning.
There's actually a cycle for love here coming up.
Right.
Now, Sun conjunct Venus actually started on February 26th. It's a very slow cycle,
uh-huh.
and it takes weeks to peak, and it is going to become exact on March 26th. So it's in range right now, but it's going to take until March 26th for it to peak. Now, as we go through this cycle, you may find that you're spending money impulsively. So that's closer towards the end of the month after Venus gets into Aries. Right now, Venus is in Pisces, and she's brilliant there. She's exalted. She's her best sign. But as we get closer to the end of the month, you may find yourself spending money impulsively. So just be sure you know how much is in your budget.
Budget?
Well... Theoretically, you have something that tells you how much you can spend.
As if people budget their money?
Oh, man.
Not many do.
I know.
The average household credit card debt is pushing $30,000 now, I understand.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Okay, so now this can also show up as Venus hooking up with a strong leader or a strong person. And I just want to... caution the ladies about the situation, because she's actually weak when she's in Aries, and the sun is at its best. So, you know, you might have a situation where someone's trying to dominate you, you see. So that would not be the best situation. And at the same time that that's going on, Mercury is going to be conjunct Neptune in Pisces. So, again, you have the situation where you can be conned or deceived. Now, you might also be inspired by somebody, so that's not impossible. But you can be misled or confused or deceived under that cycle as well. So you might not realize what's going on in a relationship until later, which is always a problem. So be careful, about that. Now, there's another cycle.
Remember
immediately.
This? Words of wisdom. You never really know someone, what they're really all about, until you divorce them.
Ah, yeah, that's probably a good point. Now, there's a really good cycle that comes up immediately after that. On March 27th, Venus meets up with Chiron. Now, this actually is one of the top financial cycles and one of the top love cycles that there is. So perhaps this is a situation where the strong leader introduces Venus to whoever is representing Chiron, you know, the good guy that she really wants to hook up with. but this really is a cycle that's associated with true love and lots of money. So at the very end of the month, you could get a lot of money. and so that's a very good set of cycles that's going on. But just be careful about the first one, because the first guy might just, you know, be pretty dominating. We'll see. And remember, Mercury conjunct Neptune, it's easy to be persuaded to do things that you really shouldn't do, so be careful about that. And
say that again. It's easy to persuade people.
To be persuaded to do things that you really should not do, like take that vaccine, you see.
Okay.
You know,
right.
Yeah, it's not a good Mercury's weak in Pisces. I mean, it can be, oh, it could be good for intuition, for things like that, but it's, it tends to be confused. It's not good with details. It's, often, spreading misinformation. So, yeah, you know, it's easy to buy a thing that is not, true. And so you just want to be cautious that you're not believing something that's really just a line, you know, that somebody's using on you.
All right, here, let me play this
okay.
Before I forget. This is Ben Stein talking about his second shot. He had both, I think, both from Moderna, although they're now allowing to mix and match. You can take Pfizer for the first one and the Moderna shot for the second one. Huh?
Oh my God.
How lucky do you feel? Here's Ben Stein.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans, or whatever you are. I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it. Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, a dizziness, fatigue, extremely irrational thinking. It has just been devastating. I'm glad I got it. Sort of glad. I don't know. Just a little bit glad and also not quite so glad. But it has...
That was a funny little transition there.
He's glad he got it.
He's sort of glad he got it. And he's not too sure about if he's glad he got it.
Just got to be told to the people... Us people, we people, us people, that this...
He's messed up in the head, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
He's not thinking clearly.
Booster
right.
is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you, literally, but it is.
Oh, Ben, oh, please, you said it and then you backed off. It is a killer, and it will kill a lot of people. Already has.
That this booster is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you, literally, but it is very, very strong. Beware.
Well... Ben tried to say it, but he couldn't quite muster up the courage, or he's quite uninformed. Yes, Ben, it is killing people every day around the world. Go ahead now. Thanks.
Okay, so I just want to finish up. I have two more things I want to talk about. One's the full moon on March 28th, and then another cycle that starts on March 30th for taking fortunate actions. So now, the full moon, what's coming to light at the full moon on March 28th are issues related to love, money, and possibly health issues, because we got moon in Libra opposite the sun, and the sun is with Chiron and Venus, and they're all together exactly in the same degree in Aries, and they're all square to Hades, and they're all in the same degree, so this is pretty intense. So it does look like, you know, there's probably a big fight. That's what I would say. Probably a big fight about COVID or vaccines or shutdowns, lockdowns, something like that. It could be another virus wreaking havoc on the country, but my guess is that's not what's going to happen. And there's also an unexpected adjustment being made at this time. This is the moon in conjunct Uranus. So all of these planets are at 8 degrees in their signs. It's uncanny. And so this could be something like an unexpected structural or process changes that are needed. Now, we have to keep in mind that Uranus is in Taurus, suggesting that there are financial changes afoot. And, of course, I want to remind people that if you have not bought any gold or silver, you really, really should buy some now. And gold is down pretty low. I don't think I've seen it this low in quite a while. So if you can even buy a quarter of an ounce or a tenth of an ounce, that's good, and get as much silver as you possibly might be able to. The bond markets look iffy at that time. You know, they might be confused because we do have Mercury conjunct Neptune. And the stock markets are not too bad. They're challenged in some small ways, but it looks like there are some entrenched doubts concerning the growth of the stock market. So I don't expect to see like a big crash with this. I would expect to see maybe it's not as strong and moving up, but there are other cycles that are portending high growth. So I'm not too concerned about that particular situation, but I do think there is a financial change afoot. It might happen in April. Now would be a great time to get some silver and gold. Now, we still do have Mars trine Saturn at that time, so it's still a great time to move projects forward. And it looks like, you know, the country is ready to get back to work. You know, people are chomping at the bit.
All well and good, Madeline, but the jobs are not there. They're gone. They don't exist. They're gone.
I don't know if they will not come back. I think when you get all this money put out into the economy, that some of it's going to trickle down and some of these companies will come back one way or another. Now, we do have a cycle there at that time at the end of the month, Mars square Neptune, which is associated with, one, deceptive actions. And unfortunately, Mars is in Gemini at that time, which is all about communication. So that could be deceptive communications.
Right.
And it's also associated with low immune systems. So you've got some great products out there for boosting your immune system. You know, I just recommend everybody have stuff on hand to boost your immune system and be sure you get plenty of rest, get plenty of sleep, because that will do a lot for you to maintain your health. So, and that cycle, Mars squared Neptune, it's actually not going to peak until April 9th, and it's going to stay in range through April 22nd. So the end of the month, it's in range, but it's going to peak April 9th and stay in range through April 22nd. So, you know, just have your supplements ready. I always have stuff on hand. We don't ever tolerate getting sick here. We just, you know, if something shows up, man, we take out the stuff and knock the heck out of it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at the very end of the month, on the 30th, we're going to start a strong cycle associated with taking fortunate actions. This is Mars trine Jupiter. And that is a really great cycle, a really great cycle. That cycle could involve things where you're, you know, working with multiple people, multiple groups, multiple organizations. You could be putting out a number of communications to potential prospects. So there could be a number of different ways that this can be used. Jupiter is always associated with publishing, with travel, international affairs. It's also associated with the healthcare and the legal system. So if you have a product or a service or anything that's related to any of these areas, that's really a great time. It's also a great time for publishing a book, publishing really anything. It doesn't have to be a book. And now this cycle is going to peak really early on April 17th. And if you look in the guide, April 16th is really a good day. So, and it's the day after tax day, so hard to forget. So April 16th could be a really good time to publish articles, magazines, books, you know, anything really. And Mercury is sextile to both Mars and Jupiter at that time. So now's a great time to prepare. And remember what I was telling you, all the planets are in forward motion now. And they will still be in forward motion on April 16th. So if you have something that you would like to put out there, that would be a great time to get a custom timing. So you put it out at the best time to make as much money as possible on it. And it's, you know, we don't get these all the time. So, you know, take advantage of it. It's a really great cycle. and why not make the most of it? So, and do you have any other questions for me?
Questions?
Well, you've had a number of them all night, so I'm just checking.
Well, there's just a lot of things going on here. This Johnson & Johnson thing greatly concerns me about the baseline level of alleged humanity that's left on this planet. No one with a brain could do such a thing to newly born infants, most of all their parents. But if their parents are not given the truth and the facts by which they might struggle to a successfully proper conclusion, you can't blame them. They're really being kept in a cage. They're being fed a steady diet of mind control, mass programming, manipulation, fear, and confusion.
Yeah.
Not to mention financial stress and grief. It's just terrible. And I don't know. We know that Joe Biden is obviously not running the country. I don't think he's even sleeping at the White House.
I
think he makes appearances there. I think he goes home. And I did read something the other day saying that he goes home every evening and he's in bed or wherever home is, and he's in bed by 7 o'clock.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Well, I've been watching the webcams every night. They're always dark. The webcam for the White House
shows that it's always dark. He's not there. There's nothing going on.
He's not there. If there was a guard, the guy would be dead. He would have no way of seeing somebody coming up on him, that's for sure. But I do want to mention quickly that we're having our Good Timing Guide sale for 2022. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but every year we have a big sale that's our only sale of the year. And for the Good Timing Guide and the Good Timing Guide newsletters, which are the ones that give you more detailed information about what's going on so you can really plan your activities even better than just with the guide. Mm-hmm. So that's on now through April 30th. But because, as I mentioned earlier, everything's going to speed up. Everything's moving forward. I encourage people to order now before everything gets super crazy. And I would just, do it now. If you have not ever used a guide, it's great to know good days to do important activities and great days to avoid doing those important activities. Because we show you both. And it's a great way to make your success a lot stronger. And then also, as a reminder, now's the time to take action. So get your custom timings now.
Okay. Another thing I want to mention, I put up, and I had a very nice request from one of our listeners who listened to George Filer, who was here on Wednesday. And if you remember, George, in the first half an hour, mentioned that he had just gotten his shot.
Oh, no.
And I was stunned. And I really got on him very nicely. But I was very upset. He was not given any information whatsoever. There was no informed consent involved at all with what was given to him. None.
Oh, my God.
His God-given rights to know, not to mention his legal political rights of informed consent. He didn't get that. Anyway, I went through the whole thing, and someone said, you really need to put that half hour up online, and I did. It's up there. You'll see it in news. It just says Jeff with George Filer, finding out George was conned into taking the vaccine without being informed. And it's good to play for people who are, if they're still sitting on the fence, they're not... You can reach them. You might want to play this. It's
great
a very
idea.
Good little lesson. Pull that link off and save it and use it. I'll probably try and run in 2-3 days. Jeff with George Filer. Just look for it in the coronavirus vaccine section of news, which will be posted here. It should be up right now. It's up there.
Great.
Okay.
Great. I will definitely do that. Yeah. And just a reminder again that when the reset occurs, we don't know if the U.S. dollar will have much value. It's questionable as to which reset we're going to end up having.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a good reset and there's a bad reset. You know, and if we get the bad reset from the cabal, that's why you want your gold and silver, because your dollars will maintain their value. And so remember to invest in anything that you can into some silver and gold so that you have something of value in case the bad guys get their reset.
You know, I must mention this, and it's a fact, and there is a lot of division about this, but those people who have been in the Bitcoin crypto markets, there are thousands and thousands of millionaires and multimillionaires now. So they got in right. I knew.
Yeah.
I just didn't have any money.
Yeah, digital currency, that's what Uranus and Taurus represents, digital currency. So definitely digital currency is a good way to say, Yeah, definitely.
When all the big banks started getting into it, you knew. That's all you needed to know.
Yep.
It's not going away.
Not going away, nope.
No. All right.
No.
Madeline, thanks very much. Great to talk with you as always. We'll look forward to next month.
Okay.
Goodness knows what will happen between now and then, but you've given us some ideas, so we'll see what happens.
Stay safe in the meantime.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Madeline Gerwick, PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, BusinessGuides.com. Back in a minute.